When uncertainty exists in the business world, uncertainty will also become a part of the employment world. This holds true across all industries and careers, but lately manufacturing, because of tariffs, for example, supply chain issues, that means that manufacturing has seen the challenges which already exist become more troublesome. Recently, a new program signed into law here in New Jersey, which will have New Jersey provide a historic level of support to manufacturing in the state and the jobs it creates. Here to show details of it's called the Next New Jersey Manufacturing Program is the Chief Government Affairs Officer with the New Jersey Business and Industry Association, Chris Emmerholtz. Thanks for being here today, Chris.
No, thanks for having me to talk about this important program.
Absolutely. And learn more about this and other business-related issues. The website for the New Jersey Business and Industry Association is njbia.org, and we have that link over at our homepage. I gave the listener the name of the program, the Next New Jersey Manufacturing Program. What is it setting out to do for the manufacturing industries in New Jersey?
So, again, thank you for this, because there is nothing more important to our economy than manufacturing. There is a multiplier effect. When we make things, we trigger so many other things that go in the economy. So it's more than just helping manufacturing, and this program, and thank you to the state legislature and Governor Murphy for signing the bill. Special thanks to the prime sponsors, Senators Testa, Senator Greenstein, and Assembly Majority Leader Greenwald and McClellan for making this happen. This bill will provide $500 million in tax credits to New Jersey manufacturers to expand in our state, whether it's relocating from somewhere else. And I think it's a fantastic opportunity. You were right on with all of the uncertainty out there for manufacturers, definitely tariffs and supply chain inflation. But I think there's a unique opportunity now because of the push to onshore and expand manufacturing. Part of that comes from tariffs, and we can debate that separately if that's a good thing or bad thing. But that does create a lot of uncertainty. But the push to onshore, the push to support manufacturers, a lot of the tax changes at the federal level that are in the One Big Beautiful Bill combine now with this new state opportunity to award manufacturing $500 million in tax credits to locate in New Jersey, to expand in New Jersey. They need to invest at least $10 million into their facility and create at least 20 new jobs to get this. Now, unfortunately, that probably prevents some smaller guys from getting this. But there's a lot of big manufacturers in New Jersey, whether it's a pharma company, folks in tech, I think a lot of innovators that would want to come here, folks in the energy space. I'm very excited about this because it specifically holds some money out for clean energy, which nuclear is definitely a wave of the future. And nuclear energy, especially having both gubernatorial candidates talking about the need to invest in nuclear energy, nuclear sites are ridiculously large and expensive and require a lot of equipment, that if we can make that in New Jersey and this program can be lined up to subsidize that along with the federal tax changes that are incentivizing manufacturing, it could be a home run for our state.
And in light of what we've seen happen or not happen with offshore wind energy projects, it certainly sounds like something where a track record exists, referring to nuclear energy, that we've seen how it can be developed, how it does perform, and to hear the governor just recently once again show his support for nuclear energy, reading the writing on the wall, as obvious as it was with the offshore wind projects, to say the least, this does sound like an open door that this new program can certainly fit. And one of the many great things about this program too, Chris, is the businesses have to show their commitment to this. It's just not putting in an application and waiting for the check to show up.
Exactly. I think our NJEDA, Economic Development Authority, has done a good job making sure that in order to get these tax credits, you need to create the promised investment or create the promised jobs. You have to show that they're still here years after you got the award. And that's making sure that we're not throwing money, because business community, we want to be fiscally responsible. We want to be responsible to our taxpayers. We don't want to be throwing money after bad projects, but investing money in a project that's going to create jobs, that's going to create a manufacturing base in New Jersey that will trigger the rest of our economy to flourish, I think that's a good investment. And I think that's the way to look at tax credit programs like this, as an investment. not just throwing money, but actually investing in the right places so that we create the economy that we all want and need.
If you look at the latest employment numbers here in New Jersey, there's a lot of positive, a lot of growth, leisure and hospitality. Most recent report, an increase of 4,200 jobs. Professional business services up 900. Let's see here, private education, huge growth there of plus 35,000. And manufacturing as a general term did see job growth, but in comparison, Chris, only in the last monthly report, only a gain of 500 jobs. Is it just money that's the drag? Is it things like there's not a big enough welcome mat to come into various manufacturing sectors for the next generation? What are some of the concerns that hopefully this money will be able to answer and empower the businesses to open the door wider for more individuals to come into the manufacturing sector?
I think you covered a couple of the reasons why this may be the case. You mentioned tariffs earlier. Tariffs are certainly creating uncertainty in the sector. We've also heard from some, including President Trump, the comment of short-term pain leading to long-term gain. So short-term pain means maybe the manufacturing sector is not going to be firing on all cylinders right away with tariffs, but maybe over time we get to making certain products back in this country that we don't currently do. And so anything that's short-term pain, long-term gain, we're just seeing the results of tariffs, and maybe we're seeing that short-term pain right now, where it's not as flourishing as much as we'd like. I also think there's manufacturing in Jersey, especially. Manufacturing is a very energy-intensive, a very capital equipment-intensive. There's a lot of permits, a lot of environmental issues that you have, and New Jersey is not as easy to do business as it should be. And those regulatory concerns get in the way, and I hope, and this is not covered within the $500 million tax credit, but I hope that our government can get to a place where we focus on finding ways for manufacturers to grow instead of looking for ways to say no to stop them from growing. And money is part of the equation, but it's also a regulatory burden issue. It's also that uncertainty with tariffs. And I also think there's a little bit of a delay and a lag where I'm excited for the future of manufacturing in New Jersey, but also nationally. And I think there's a lot of very pro-manufacturing tax changes in the recently signed One Big Beautiful Bill. And I think we're going to see manufacturing take off. In 2017, after the Federal Tax Cut and Jobs Act in the first Trump administration, there was a big bump in manufacturing activity, manufacturing jobs from that. I think you're going to see a similar positive activity from the One Big Beautiful Bill. But that takes a little bit of time to start seeing the effects of, hey, we should invest in research development because we're getting tax incentives for that. We should invest in new equipment or new facilities because we're getting tax incentives for it. I think that's going to come, but hasn't started yet.
Dr. Chris Hemholtz, who is Chief Government Affairs Officer with the New Jersey Business and Industry Association, NJBIA.org, their website, talking about a new program for businesses to incentivize a further growth of the manufacturing industry here in New Jersey. And when we say the term manufacturing, Chris, I think people get old school. We think of the mechanical and the visual. How much is this program going to open the door for new realms of manufacturing, pharmaceutical and tech, things that maybe aren't as prevalent here in the state?
I thank you for asking that question because it is spot on. Manufacturing is synonymous with innovation. And these are the folks that are coming up with new products. They're coming up with new vaccines. They're coming up with new whatever. And if they want to make it here, that's fantastic. If you walk into a lot of these facilities, the ones that can survive in New Jersey, because we know labor is expensive, our regulations, our taxes are expensive, but we have high-tech and highly skilled employees here. And so maybe you don't have as many employees on a manufacturing floor as you used to, but they're working with very, very complicated machines and expensive machines. And so that ability to have that highly educated worker working on very complicated machines kind of sets New Jersey apart, but it costs money to get there. So I think that innovative manufacturing floor that's not necessarily the old school assembly lines, not necessarily the old smokestack, but it's now more very clean manufacturing floors. You're seeing the proliferation of like clean rooms we talk about, making products that are used in healthcare, making products that are used in AI, making products that are used. I would love for New Jersey to get more involved in the chip industry and AI and all of that. And I think innovation comes from a strong manufacturing sector, and innovation is really the way to grow the economy, because those innovative industries are the ones that are taking off, and manufacturing could be a way to get there.
One last thing to point out, too, that's really, I think, important about this new tax credit program is a business has to be in New Jersey, and additionally, I think the figure was 80% of the work that they do and the production, the manufacturing they do has to be in New Jersey. They can't contract out anything past 20% of the manufacturing work or the supplies that they do. Is that correct?
Yes, that's correct. And also that 80% also goes to, this is not supporting remote jobs that people are doing from home, where we've seen that change in our economy where there's a lot more being done from home. You need to be at the facility, and this does actually get in the way of some other tax incentives where some other industries have had a hard time with the amount of people in the office that's required from the EDA. The nice thing about manufacturing is you can't manufacture those products from home.
Yes.
You're not making whatever new product is going through your manufacturing floor. That's not happening in your basement office or not happening at your dining room table. You need to be in the office. So it's stimulating downtowns. A lot of manufacturers, very highly paid, great wages. You want, then these people are coming to work in those floors. They're being great community neighbors, community partners. And so we want to support manufacturing expanding in New Jersey, locating in New Jersey. And as you said before, it's not the old school, like, smokestack, people worried about pollution. It's now great jobs, very clean floors, very highly educated, highly skilled people. I was like, we want more of that. And I think this new legislation, and again, from Senator Testa, Solomon Greenwald were the two prime sponsors, Governor Murphy signing it, deserve a lot of credit, because I think this could be that transformative tool to kind of bring back manufacturing. It's never left. We've always been a big manufacturing state, but I think this could really take us to the next level.
And certainly, as we wrap up here, opportunities for people looking to gain access into a certainly well-paid industry. Average manufacturing worker in the state earns around $96,500 a year. More people, more jobs equals more people in that industry. More people in that industry earning that pay level will mean a greater growth of the economy overall for the state. So learn more about the next New Jersey manufacturing program at the website for the New Jersey Business and Industry Association, njbia.org. He is our Chief Government Affairs Officer, Chris Emmaholtz. Chris, thanks for the details, the understanding of what this new program is, hopefully and sounds certain, strongly or certain that it will provide for the manufacturing industries of New Jersey. Thanks for being here today.
No, thank you very much. Pleasure to talk to you about this exciting program.